Dear Laura, I have a question.
It's time for Letters to Laura on Star 98.
This was so perfect because you have experience in this. Abby says that she was leaving the store the other day, had a bunch of groceries, about $120 worth of groceries. But as she was leaving the store, got into her car, and then she also, you know, once she got home, she realized that there was a bag of dog food on the bottom of the cart that was not rung up. So now she basically stole a 30-pound bag of dog food. And she's wondering what she should do now. She says that her first thought was go back, apologize, pay for the dog food, and be done with it. But she's nervous and paranoid that she might get in trouble. So that's the letter to Laura. What would you do in that situation? And I say it's perfect for you because that one time you stole the meat. And, you know, and now you can kind of give her the advice that you know, it's so perfect.
Technically, I did not steal the meat. I tried to shoplift the meat, apparently, and got caught.
Let me
explain before anyone thinks that I tried to do that on purpose. This was many, many years ago before I became a vegetarian. I should just make this the story that this is the moment I decided I'm never eating meat again. It didn't happen that way. But I was doing the self-check, and I had steaks. A package of steaks, and I was, you know, how you do it, you grab your deodorant, beep, you put it in the bag. You grab your milk, beep, you put it on the other side. Well, I swear I heard a beep, so I put the steaks in the bag, and I hear the attendant go, oh, hold on 1 second, and I'm like, yeah, because the light didn't come on. It didn't say, please wait for assistance, or that what they normally say.
Yeah.
And she's like, I think you tried to steal those steaks, haha, and she kind of giggles, and I'm like, no. I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, then here, yeah, they never scan. But I swear I heard a beep, and I was not trying to steal them. Uh-huh. And I think she knew that, but she also knew that it didn't pick up the barcode.
Right.
But then, of course, I'm mortified because I'm like, oh, my God, I really wasn't trying to steal these. She's like, I know. Sometimes the machine acts goofy. She's like, but I figured, you know, we'll catch that before you get buzzed going out the door.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
right.
Oh, my God.
And arrested.
Can you even imagine?
Yeah.
Can you imagine the headlines? Radio host Laura McKinnis stealing steaks from the grocery store.
That's dun, awesome. Dun, dun. That's awesome. So what would you do? What is it that Abby wants to know? What are you going to do here now? Does she just take it back or just, I don't know. What would you do in this situation?
Well, first of all, I don't think you probably have to haul the entire 30-pound bag back to the store, but maybe we call the service desk, explain what happened. And I mean, I don't think you'll get in trouble. You're the honest one coming forward and admitting, oh my gosh. And believe me, I'm sure you're not the first person hasn't realize that there was, you know, a case of pop or a case of water or dog food or whatever heavy on the bottom.
Yeah.
And the cashier obviously didn't realize that either. He or she would have scanned it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just start there. Call, explain the situation, what happened. Maybe just the next time you're in, maybe they can just ring you for it with whatever other groceries you buy if you go to that same store. But I would just probably start with just calling.
Next time that you are in the line and they ask you, would you like to donate to such and such? Just say yes every time. And that would maybe get the cost, you know. Then you'd probably break even at some point.
I think you're making the situation worse by trying all these other things. I would just start with a simple phone call. Admit that you made a mistake.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you're not the first person to do that. So
but you might be.
I don't think they're going to be like, oh, what's your address, ma'am? We'll send the police to you.
Right. But, I mean, would you be one of the few to actually admit that you made that mistake? You know, I wonder how many calls they actually get. When things like that happen, you know?
Yeah, and that's why I really don't think you would get in trouble. Because if you're honest enough to call and say, I really didn't mean to shoplift this dog food, how can I remedy the situation?
Yeah.
They're not going to be like, oh, well, we're going to arrest you. Thank you very much for calling. When you could have just easily never said anything and made off with a bag of dog food.
Tell it to the judge.
That's right.
It's Steve and Laura.
Star 98.